Penguin Audio presents A Shiver of Light by Laurel K. Hamilton. Read for you by Charlotte Hill. To the fans who let me know how much they missed Mary and her men, you finally get to read the next part of the story. I feel like one who treads alone some banquet hall deserted, whose lights are fled, whose garlands dead, and all but he departed. Thus, in the stilly night, ere slumber's chain has bound me, sad memory brings the light of other days around me. Thomas More. Chapter 1. I woke in the desert, far from home, and knew it was a dream, and that it was also real. I was dreaming, but where I stood was real, and whatever happened here tonight, that would be real, too. Stars covered the sky as if electricity had never been invented, so that starlight was enough for me to see my way down the dirt road, with its bomb craters making it almost impossible for anything to drive down it. IEDs had blown the road to hell, partly to kill the soldiers in the armored vehicles that had triggered the bombs, but also to make the road impassable by anyone who came after them. I stood shivering in the cold desert wind, wishing I were wearing something besides the thin silk nightgown that strained over my very pregnant belly. I was only days away from giving birth to twins, and my body was mostly baby now. I moved slowly down the road and found the dirt cool underneath my bare feet. There was a small hut close to the road, and whatever had called me from my bed in Los Angeles.